helped determine the future of Camp Courageous. After 45 years, Charlie Becker is going to focus on the Camp Foundation. So Camp Courageous is looking for its next executive director to handle the day-to-day operations and year-round programs of the camp near Monticello, Iowa. For more information, go to campcourageous.org and click on the Looking for CEO tab. The search for Charlie's successor is on at campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of June 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be a person's time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year. It has grown from 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. This past week has been summer orientation. It's a time in which our new staff are oriented into all the different facets of Camp Courageous, from the different types of disabilities to all of our procedures to learning CPR to medical procedures, and the list goes on and on. We have a super staff for this summer's campers, and we're really looking forward to getting the summer going. Last night during orientation, I thought it was extra special. It's a time in which parents come and they relate to our staff what it's like to be a parent and sending their camper to Camp Courageous, maybe for the first time. A great interaction, and it is a challenge. When you have a child with special needs and you're sending them away to camp for the first time, it is tough. And so it's a great opportunity for our staff to hear that side of the story. Just a reminder, too, that Camp Courageous continues to be looking for bunk beds for our new South Cabin remodel project. If you want one bed, it's $250, and the actual full bunk bed is $500, and we'll put your name right on the bunk bed so the camper knows whose bunk bed they're sleeping in. Our travel program did a Renaissance Festival trip to the Amana Colonies. They had a super time, had a great meal, and great entertainment. So a big thank you to all those people in the Amana area that helped the campers out for this super time. Had an opportunity to see our dear friends Sarah and Dale Todd at a benefit that Tim Boyle was doing, and they were telling me about how excited their son was on coming to Camp Courageous this first week of our summer season. A big thank you to the Quarter Walleye Club, who came out to camp and they taught our staff during orientation on teaching the campers how to fish. The Walleye Club also provided beautiful wagons with all the gear for fishing. So they'll pull a wagon out of the John and Peg Slusher Tackle Box building, a brand new building here at camp, and it'll have fishing poles. They'll have all the gear that they'll need. Everything right there for them to have a wonderful experience. So big thank you to the Corridor Walleye Fishing Club. Vivian Cronbaugh brought her group, the Jolly Neighbors Club, from Blairstown out here to camp to do a tour of the camp. Vivian's been active with the camp for years and years. Wonderful lady, and we sure do appreciate her bringing out her fun group of ladies to tour Camp Courageous. On Tuesday, we spend the evening with the Cedar Valley Street Rods as they celebrate their 50th anniversary. They have not only led Camp Courageous with Cruising for Camp Courageous, they have also built the Arts and Crafts building here. They've done sidewalks. They painted the old pool. And the list goes on and on. For 38 years, they've been involved here. And it was a great evening to tell them thank you. This coming Thursday, we have the Thursday Noon Optimist from Cedar Rapids coming out to camp to personally tour the camp. We have Roundup going on at all the Fairway stores June 2nd through the 14th. Once again, June 2nd through the 14th. Roundup at the Fairway stores. When you go up to that cash register, we sure do appreciate appreciate you rounding up for Camp Courageous. Then coming up on June 9th, we have the Fuel Iowa's annual golf benefit for Camp Courageous. If you'd like more information on that, you can go to the Camp Courageous website or the Fuel Iowa website, and that will be taking place in Iowa City. We are selling only 100 tickets for a motorcycle, a 2001 Harley Davidson. You can go to our website at campcourageous.org to purchase one of those tickets. The need of the week this week is wet wipes, and we have a lot of dear friends to remember this week. Barbara Driscoll from Cedar Rapids passed away, and her memorial has come to Camp Courageous. Saturday here, I'll be spending the morning at Vera Geenup's services up in Manchester, and then I'll come back here to Monticello to attend the Fonda Simons celebration of her life. Our dear friend Lorna Hafner, 93 of Dubuque, passed away, active with camp, along with her husband Gene for decades. Great family. I worked with her 50-some years ago at Dubuque Bank and Trust, and always been a dear friend. Our Don Reese just passed away, 90 years old from Marion. Don and his wife Carol have been active for years with the camp. Carol just passed away 6 months ago. Kenneth Pence Culver was 32, out of Madison, Wisconsin. He was a program specialist here at camp, arts and crafts specialist, a very dear friend of everybody here. Pat Kurt, 79, of Cascade, longtime nurse here at camp, used to do the physicals, recently passed away. Diane Fetkether, 81, out of Dubuque, passed away. Longtime friend of the camp through the Five Seasons Specialty Club. Jim Doyne, 83, another member of the Camp Courageous' WMT family, passed away. Used to always be able to follow us. I was on with Variety Time with Leo Grieco, and then following Leo was Musical Memories on WMT each Sunday with Jim Doyne. Our sympathy goes out to his wife, Joyce, and family. Dear friend Bob Dippy, 95, out of Ames. I'll be going to his services on Monday. And a good friend of the camp for years and years, had his roots here in Monticello when he taught here. So a lot of dear friends, and we appreciate them thinking of the camp with their memorials. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.